If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
That 500,000 children have died. I mean, that's more children than died in Hiroshima. And you know, is the price worth it?
I think this is a very hard choice, but we think the price is worth it.
Aware of that. You know, I'm going to sit back and I'm going to start the broadcast, start the next segment. What we're going to do here, we're going to have a good, clean launch of this Sunday show. Because the globalists are launching their counteroffensive to take down the United States as we try to get free of this whole New World Order system. So that's coming up at the start of the next segment. I think this is a broadcast and a show that you're definitely going to want to watch. And we're going to play that clip again. Start of the next segment, right out of the break. We're going to come in with music. We're going to play Madeleine Albright here on air, saying 500,000 children is a good price to pay, cutting off their medicine. That's what Bill Clinton did. Sanctions 10 times worse than what George Herbert Walker Bush did. And he was a war criminal as well. But, oh, they would never stage a false flag terror attack. They would never wind up a leftist to carry out an event. No, no. They would never be involved in any of that today. But they'd sit up there on 60 Minutes and say 500,000 kids, end up being over a million, dying, starving to death. It's a good price to pay for security in the Gulf. So you could turn the entire region over later to the Arab Spring and Al-Qaeda and ISIS. Okay, if you tuned in today and you want us to break down the current climate, the current system we're in, you found the right place. That's what you found. I don't know exactly what's going on in El Paso, but I do know that the media is using the crisis to try to cause a race war in this country, and that the corporate media has been pushing massive, massive, massive cultural division in an attempt to get an explosion. There's been a full-on press for that, nonstop, continually. And all of it works just like clockwork. And we've had Beto O'Rourke and all the rest of them up there totally capitalizing on it, blaming the president. When you can clearly blame the Democrats, if you believe their official story about what's happened here, by foaming all of this up and making it about race war, when Trump's not made it about race or your color or where you're from, he's made it about the law. Well, they're the ones that are invoking all this hate, always saying that Trump is the one that is invoking it all. But you're dealing with people that think, hey, 500,000 kids have died. I mean, that's like 1999 under the Clintons in just a few years. And they admit they've died because you won't let medicine or food come in. And she says, yeah, it's a good price to pay. They don't care about 500,000 dead children. But, 20 innocent people get killed in El Paso. All gun owners are to blame. Trump's to blame. Alex Jones is to blame. QAnon's to blame. They're all to blame. Ladies and gentlemen, they're all to blame. How illustrating is that? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Hey, is Sunday, August 4th, 2019. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We'll be here live for the next 2 hours, Lord willing, despite the fact that the entire power structure, the entire establishment, the Chi-Coms, the EU, Hollywood, the big mega banks, Senator Blumenthal, others are working around the clock to get us off the air. Just 2 weeks ago, they had Senate hearings. And Blumenthal and others told the head of Google, the head of operations, you've got to get him off the air now. We can't allow him to question mass shootings. And Blumenthal was shaking while he said it. You know why I question mass shootings? Because real mass shootings happen. We have a lot of evil, sick people in the world. But why do mass shootings happen? They're statistically still rare, but the media hypes them up. And so mentally ill people begin to think it's how they become superstars. In the old days, it was known that whether it was the Sears Tower or before that, the World Trade Centers or the Empire States Building or the Chrysler Building in New York, that you might go 6 months but nobody jumped off of it. This is in criminology manuals. It's, you know, it's taught in psychology. This is well-known information that when one person jumps off the Sears Tower or the Chrysler Building or the Empire States Building or any building, that almost always within a few days, someone else comes and tries to jump off the very same building. It's how copycats work. It's how lemmings going off a cliff operate. Well, when you've got hundreds of movies and thousands of TV reports every year and just newspaper articles everywhere about mass shootings, and instead of suicide by cop, just go out and shoot a bunch of people. Show us how ruthless, show us how evil you are. That is going to create the desired effect. That's why back in the 1970s, we had more terror attacks in this country, real ones, than we've ever had. We had weatherman attacks, communist attacks, new Black Panther Party attacks, hundreds and hundreds of them. But back then, the police and the FBI asked the media, you can report on it, please don't give the person that did it attention, and please don't make it a big story because it causes copycats. Well, since Columbine, all we hear is school shooting, school shooting, school shooting, school shooting, school shooting. They keep Sandy Hook in the news every day, every way they can, suing me, you name it. And this is how the Democratic Party teaches us to hate America. It doesn't matter that 200,000 people the last decade have been killed in Mexico by drug cartels. It's not even 1,000 people in the last decade killed in mass shootings here. Not one 200th. It's a couple hundred people have been killed in the last decade in mass shootings. It's still too many. But it's not one 200th. Yeah, they put a statistic up that's 164,000. That's from Frontline PBS 2 years ago. It's over 200,000 dead. You know, I didn't believe the hype. I went down to Cancun a few months ago to have a vacation. I've been going since I was a kid. There were kidnappings, mass murders, death, troops all over the streets, stuff no one even knew because we had a Federale guy for security. I said, well, I'll get a Federale since people are making a big deal about it. And the Federale said, you need to leave a couple days in. He said, they've kidnapped people here. They murdered 20 people here. It's not in the news. You got to go. So what I'm saying is just in Cancun, it's all over Mexico. There's thousands a week getting killed. You never hear about it. And their lives are just as important as the poor people, God rest their souls, the 20 people that got killed at the mall, at Walmart, they're saying wherever in El Paso. But we're hearing on every Sunday news show, Donald Trump did it. Donald Trump, Alex Jones, Paul Joseph Watson. Southern Poverty Law Center has put out the reports within hours of the shooting. It happened at like 11:30 in the morning. I knew about it at 12:30. I was already working. And here came the Southern Poverty Law Center article in. Oh, social media showed he liked Alex Jones and QAnon. Then I noticed it was confirmed that someone was in control of this person's social media and was erasing that he was a Democrat and was erasing that his dad gave money to mass shooting victims and was an anti-gunner and was a psychologist at a running a psychiatric facility. It's always the same. And so in live time, and I have the articles, I'll cover them, they were removing he was a Democrat. They were removing all this stuff. They were putting my name in there. And now the same things come out of the tragic shooting in Ohio that he was a Democrat. And then they're trying to change that as well. But here it is, leftist chain shooter Patrick Crucius's My Life page after Saturday shooting from Democrat to Republican. It had been up for years that he was a Democrat. Up there for years, all this stuff. But see, now it gets changed. After he's in custody, and they say that it's me, that I made him do this. Here's a shot right here for TV viewers. Just right here. And I'm going to go over all this, and I'm going to show you how they changed it and how they did it. And so what's going on here? Discover all of this for yourself. Because the answer is, I don't know exactly what's going on. But I know this. Antifa said last week, we're going to El Paso to kill the Border Patrol and laid siege and burn the American flag and firebomb facilities like they did 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago in Washington State. And then the whole media gets behind this, the whole corporate establishment media. ABC News decides Trump needs to answer for mass shootings he caused. Liberals blame Trump. Fox News following weekend shootings. 2020 Democrats call for gun control after El Paso shooting. Ask yourself all of that. Why is this happening? 2020 Democrats lay blame on Trump's rhetoric for shootings. They're the ones saying Trump says Mexicans are subhuman and all criminals. They say in his name. You know, if I called up somebody and said, hey, your wife says she's divorcing you and she hates you and she's got a boyfriend, and then the guy's wife gets home and finds out it's a lie, was she bad or was I bad telling the lie? They say all this, they up all this rhetoric, knowing mentally ill people are going to be triggered by it. And then when it happens, they sit around and go, oh, look, it's Donald Trump's fault. I watched, and it's coming up in the next segment, Beto O'Rourke and others say the same old lies. Trump says Mexicans are all criminals. Trump says Mexicans and brown people are all parasites. Trump says they should all... None of that's true, but they say it in his name. You see, that's how the identity theft happens. But Trump's still got a voice. They've banned me almost everywhere except stations and Infowars.com and, you know, the folks that actually come to the site to hear what we're actually saying. And once they think they've got you silenced, they're all over the Southern Poverty Law Center and all over these newspapers saying he was a fan of Alex Jones. He was a fan of QAnon. None of that's true. But just like I said last week, they can demonize us because they know we're for real and fighting back, but they know they can trick average people to join QAnon, which is just a nebulous thing, meaning you can call yourself that, then they can come say they're with it and frame you. That's why those things are so dangerous. And you can see my prediction last Thursday video. Alex Jones predicted El Paso massacre last week. I said, there's going to be terror attacks in El Paso. They're going to blame it on QAnon and by extension, the whole liberty movement, including Alex Jones. And exactly that just happened. And how did I know? The FBI put out its report saying there's going to be domestic terrorism connected to conspiracy theorists. And they said, I'll show you the report when we come back. Who are the people? Well, people that think Hillary and Bill are involved in child trafficking and a conspiracy with sex crimes against children. Well, that's all coming out with Jeffrey Epstein. That's all confirmed. They had facilities in New York, in New Jersey, and New Mexico, and the Caribbean doing this, compromising people, doing mind control, doing all sorts of crazy eugenics and cloning, reportedly. All that's coming out. But see, oh no, right as all that breaks, the FBI, still under globalist control, comes out. And it says, anybody saying that the Clintons are involved in any type of sex trafficking is a terrorist and is going to kill you. Watch out. Bulletins. News at 9. See how it works? See? And then I said, watch out. They're going to try to demonize InfoWars, claiming we're instigating terror connected to Q. And then, boom, they claim this guy's a Q person when he's not. Sunday, August 4th, 2019. So, last Thursday, I said, I looked for terror attacks. I looked for mass shootings. I look for big events in El Paso, Antifa, that's openly run by George Soros and Alexander Soros, the Democratic Party, who can buy $150,000 ads and front page newspapers from the New York Times to the LA Times, said, we're going to overthrow the government. It all starts September 1st. By November 4th, Trump will be overthrown. We're going to launch attacks and burn down ICE buildings in Texas, namely El Paso. So I came on air Thursday, and Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick's come out and said the same thing. And he said that Antifa is coming to Texas to try to cause a civil war. And then right on time, somebody whose dad's a Democrat, whose dad's an anti-gunner, whose dad's a psychologist, it's just so many of these shooters' parents are psychologists, shows up and shoots reportedly 20 people dead and over 40 injured. And again, this is with CNN, every other corporate channel. The right wing's coming. They're killing kids. The Border Patrol are Nazis. They're drinking out of toilets. They're murdering everyone. Trying to get the left to attack. But then you also have a lot of other mentally ill people that are hearing that. Lord knows what they're going to do. And listen, there are such a thing as real crimes committed by real people. And some mass shootings are just as they say they are. But last year, I said that Parkland, the police stood down because we had students on the show that were listeners saying the police just sat there for 30 minutes. It later came out it was all true. Broward County's being sued. They've admitted they stood down. They fired the deputies. I didn't say it didn't happen. They took my videos off YouTube that had 10 million views or whatever. I said they stood down. And now all of that is confirmed. We said that the day it happened. So we're punished for really reporting what's going on. So I don't know who this guy is, but I'm talking to Millie Weaver and I'm talking to my reporters yesterday afternoon. And Millie says to me, well, I'm going to look and see if his parents are psychologists because, you know, they're usually the psychologists. Like, and she started listing the cases where the shooter, and I'm going to cover this coming up, in Aurora, remember that? Colorado, said he was under mind control. Said his family did it to him. Said that a psychologist did it to him. And it turned out that his psychiatrist was the former head psychiatrist in the Air Force over a DARPA program that puts brain chips in troops. You can't make that up. And that his dad headed up DARPA's computer brain interface. And that he was paid $87,000 a year, the shooter, in a DARPA program. DARPA created the internet. In fact, I have the whole file right here with all the mainstream news about the Unabomber, Theodore Kaczynski, being in the MK Ultra, LA Times, Washington Post. I've got Harvard and the making of the Unabomber, the Atlantic, how he was MK Ultra. In the MK Ultra mind control program, inmate James Holmes told me he was programmed to kill by evil therapist who just so happened to head up operations of the Air Force, but left running the Air Force to come meet with him. That, all I'm saying is this just keeps happening. Almost all of them have parents in DARPA and then psychologists that are assigned. This latest shooter's, reported shooter's, alleged shooter's dad didn't even have a full degree. He had a counselor's degree, but he ran an entire psychiatric facility that dealt with veterans and PTSD. It's always the same. We're like, well, let's look and see if the parents and everything. Oh, it's always the same. And let's look at a few of these guys for TV viewers. We've got the Garlic shooter, the El Paso shooter, and the Dayton shooter. These guys coming out of a cloning tank. I mean, what the hell's going on with these boys? Are they incels? It's the shoot 'em up video games? We know there's a connection to that. The point is that it's totally normal to ask these questions because in 1964, we got into Vietnam by our own Navy staging attacks on its own ships. That was declassified in 2004. What we'd always known, that to get into Vietnam, that killed millions of Vietnamese, 58,000 Americans immediately died, hundreds of thousands more later from wounds. And it was all staged. And Operation Northwoods was a plan to shoot up public events in the U.S. and blame it on the Russians and so many other things that are in the historical documents. You see, somebody who's really smart doesn't just stage an attack on themselves like Smollett. They'd really hire people to do it for real. So I'm not saying I even know what's happening here. I just know there's a confluence in El Paso and Antifa coming and the left spewing all this revolution and war stuff. And then we're silenced ahead of all this and we're not supposed to ask questions. But here's Madeleine Albright in 1999 on 60 Minutes. She won a couple shows and 500,000 kids had died. The UN said they died from U.S. sanctions. The Clintons had way worse sanctions than Bush Sr. And she said, yeah, 500,000 is a good price to pay. So you see, it's worth it to the left to kill people, to lie about WMDs, to stage things. And so if they lied about dead babies in incubators, or they staged other events where real people died but somebody else did it, to get us on board to their agenda, then it's normal. In fact, you should question everything. And they caught the left. We'll cover this next segment. Going on to all this supposed shooter social media where he was a Democrat and all that, and changing it over to Alex Jones, Paul Joseph Watson, QAnon, and Donald Trump. And we have all the screenshots from the Wayback Machine. They don't even care they're getting caught because all the conservatives and libertarians are blocked on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Google. So we can't even go counter and show this. They can just put lies up to everybody and think they're protected while they try to start a culture war and a race war in this country. Here's the Secretary of State for the Clintons saying 500,000 dead kids is a good price to pay. Here it is.
We have heard that 500,000 children have died. I mean, that's more children than died in Hiroshima. You know, is the price worth it?
I think this is a very hard choice, but we think the price is worth it.
See, their argument is, oh, we give everybody vaccines and it brain damages millions, but it saves millions others, it's okay. But it's really a lie. They just want the power. So we've put a special report together where I predicted that something like this was coming. And I specifically even said El Paso. The full report's 20 minutes long. It's on Infowars.com. But we're going to premiere when we come back a report that we put together today from last Thursday's analysis, laying out what was about to happen and looking at some of the anomalies. We'll hit that when we come back. But please remember, we're on hundreds of radio stations. And we have a big audience at Infowars.com and NewsWars.com. But the globalists are trying to cause a civil war. Under more intense censorship, the only way we can get to you is via newsletter with videos and articles and exclusives. I'm sending one out today. Infowars.com/newsletter. Go there and sign up. We'll send you all the critical intel that you can then share with others. Infowars.com/newsletter. Please do it today. But whatever you do, tell everyone about the live show. Stay with us.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
So, the LA Times, the Associated Press, Wired Magazine all admit the Unabomber was CIA MK Ultra. Just type in CIA Unabomber and you'll get all the articles, including the LA Times. Yeah, look at that one right there for TV viewers. That's a scan. Panel finds CIA broke law. CIA infiltrated 17 area groups. Theodore Kaczynski was in a CIA mind control program, just like Charlie Manson. And what did Charlie Manson want with Helter Skelter? He wanted to trigger a national race war. There's always psychologists and psychiatrists and DARPA workers all around it. And now the bodies weren't even cold when President Trump and Alex Jones in America for defending our borders. We're all blamed that somebody that was a Democrat on his own social media, but the Democrats changed all that, shows up and does this, we're told. We're supposed to shut up about it and not ask questions. Well, you know what? We're going to ask questions, and we're going to watch the whole thing, and we're going to expose it, and we're going to raise the alarm. Here's this very important report dealing with it. I have a prediction. I was sure of it Sunday, but I just didn't want to sound like I was stirring up trouble. I've always got to go with my gut. Man. They're going to list Antifa's a terror group. And they're going to list Q as one as well. Like they already did. And Q is the perfect cutout. Because they can have their operatives do it and then blame it on the movement. Anything anonymous like that is made to set people up. That's why I'm out in the open and what I stand for is clear.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
2 days after Alex Jones predicts that false flags are going to be carried out and blamed on the QAnon movement and American patriots, lone gunman Patrick Crucius is arrested for the El Paso massacre. His social media page, My Life, was changed to say that he was a follower of QAnon, and his designation as a registered Democrat was changed to Republican. The first reports from El Paso police and the El Paso mayor were that there were multiple shooters. Eyewitnesses claimed to have seen multiple shooters dressed in black.
What else did you see? Did you see people running out, that kind of thing?
I even saw the guy with the gun. I saw him twice.
What did he look like? Was he dressed
in Anglo? About 6 foot. He had an AK-47.
Was he dressed in, like, military?
All black. He had a mask. You can see his eyes.
¿Cuántas personas pienso que vio?
Tres o cuatro personas.
But before the end of the day, without any investigation, Patrick Crucius was named as the lone gunman, white nationalist, and linked to the 8chan board where the QAnon movement resides. And El Paso police Sergeant Cardenas even sent out a photograph to social media of the suspect sitting in the back of the squad car with his name and date of birth.
They're going to have Antifa launch attacks, but how are they going to counterbalance that and make it look like there's a violent Republican opposition? And just as sure as dead people push daisies, I sat out on my back porch for an hour drinking iced tea, and a light bulb went boop. Q, 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 Q. So along comes the Q movement that I've now learned was the answer to InfoWars. We're a populist, pro-America, out-in-the-open movement that isn't a cult. We don't have meetings. I just promote ideas and things, and people listen and check them out. But see, if you have Q, it can put out the breadcrumbs. It can say what's going on. It can show you this, show you that, and then, oh, you have a relationship with the president, and you've got all these people believing they have a relationship with the president, including sheriff's deputies and Broward County police put Q on and then went and when the vice president got off a plane. So that's their proof. Look, Q's legitimate because they were next to Mike Pence. And I was just thinking about, man, Antifa's getting ready to launch more terror attacks. How are they going to launch these attacks that have the media cover it up, but then act like it's part of a civil war? They're going to need some type of right-wing group that they can cut out and blame. But because libertarians and Christians and conservatives know not to be offensively violent, because we're law-abiding and because we understand they're trying to set us up, we've never taken the bait, even when Antifa attacks us. But if you've got a Q movement, it's perfect to have globalist informants and foundation operatives and deep staters that are in the FBI particularly. Go out, reach out, wind up people believing they're working with the president to attack a dam or to go kill the Gambino crime boss or to kill their brother with a sword or whatever. And it just becomes this giant cauldron now because they identify with it. They can then be set up. And then that can be the excuse to see, oh, it's not just Antifa. No. Q did this.
10 years ago, Alex Jones and others covered the leaked Secret State Police report that designated libertarians and patriots as terrorists.
Remember, it was a big deal when we got the secret documents 10 years ago from the FBI, from the federal marshals, from the state police. The federal marshals got it from the FBI. And people said it was fake, and they said, no, it's real. Alex Jones broke secret state police report Ron Paul, Bob Barr, Chuck Baldwin, libertarians, veterans, you name it, as terrorists.
And now, 10 years later, this has become the mainstream narrative.
Well, here it is. This is Yahoo, top of Yahoo, exclusive. FBI document warns conspiracy theories are new domestic terror threat. And it says, you know, the belief in the world government, belief in the new world order, all this QAnon, a shadowy network that believes in deep state conspiracies. And they go on and say, oh, conspiracy theory is now associated with terror. And oh, look, QAnon tried to, you know, attack the Hoover Dam, whether that's true or not. And man suspected of killing Gambino mob boss drew QAnon symbol on his hand. This poor guy thought federal marshals were going to let him go and Trump was going to pardon him.
In Operation Northwoods, the U.S. government proposed killing innocent Americans as a false flag operation to justify a war with Cuba. Is it a conspiracy theory to suggest they might consider it again? Is it a conspiracy theory to notice how Patrick Crucius's father, Brian, is a mental health therapist who once held the position of the faculty director of DAPA psychiatric programs in Dallas, Texas? Are you a terrorist for asking these questions?
I'm up here. I'm a real guy, 25 years on air. I have no credit. I'm not even just chop liver. Well, the president tweets your stuff. That's not Q level. In fact, the president's not even Q level. There's an alien above him that's Q. It's all just a bunch of delusional crazies wanting to be part of something special. When you're already part of America, you're already part of getting Trump elected, you're already a patriot.
Lo and behold, less than 24 hours after the brutal massacre, the Southern Poverty Law Center links the shooter to an 8chan manifesto, as well as naming Paul Joseph Watson and Alex Jones as influences. And when it is pointed out that their lone gunman is a registered Democrat, his social media is changed to say that he is a Republican. Is it a coincidence that Alex Jones has been banned from social media before all of this? The best way to destroy your opposition is to control it. And at the bare minimum, the left is certainly not letting this terrible crisis go to waste. As we are called terrorists for asking questions, the radical left is using it to demonize President Trump and all American patriots. Ask questions while you still have a voice, or get what you deserve. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
Now, that's a very important report. It's up on InfoWars.com. Operation Northwoods 2, leftist foment civil war upon the American people. You need to get this report out to everyone. When we come back, though, I'm going to get into all the demonization of Trump, where they're going next, Antifa claiming they're going to launch terror attacks in Texas. What are they planning? I think it's going to be way bigger than Charlottesville and that entire event financed by Soros.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So, people ask, how do I do it? Well, I study things. I watch what's happening. And I saw the FBI director, Ray, come out, that's a deep stater, and say, white people are terrorists, they're striking everywhere, they're incredibly dangerous, even though the statistics really don't even show that. He gave out false statistics. And they ignore all the, quote, minority crime against whites that is exploding because the media is promoting it. We're not saying the average minority is a bad person, but the media is promoting these attacks. And then I saw all the FBI reports coming out saying the conspiracy theorists that say the Clintons are involved in child trafficking, why, they're going to launch terror attacks. That was clearly a cover for all the Jeffrey Epstein news that's coming out. And then I saw the FBI come out and say, that is the Clintons that still kind of run most of it, and say that QAnon's going to launch terror attacks with Alex Jones. And I went, okay, it's clear. Antifa says they're going to El Paso. They say they're going to blow up ICE facilities. They're going to need a pretext to make it look like that's legitimate. And lo and behold, it happens 2 days later. And the whole 20-minute, two segments I did Thursday is up, unedited. I lay it all out. It's their pre-hype that's so obvious. Oh, my God, the Nazis are going to be attacking any minute. They're everywhere. They're Trump. And then it happens. exclusive FBI document warns conspiracy theorists are the new domestic terror. Yahoo Thursday. QAnon, Alex Jones, and it says anyone claiming there's pedophile rings with the Clintons. Actually says that. Well, there are giant pedophile rings. It's all coming out. So you wonder how they counter. You just saw it, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, it's not like I'm saying this now. Last week I said, I think they're going to attack probably a mass shooting in El Paso. You don't think I just conjured that up, do you? It's completely obvious when they're running around screaming and yelling like chickens with their heads cut off. Here's Ray, the FBI director from the deep state, saying again, white people are half of racial attacks, which they then name terror. Well, they don't call it terror when a black person or Hispanic or somebody else attacks a white person, or a Hispanic attacks a black or a black. It's only when whites do it. And there's all these fake hate crimes that get reported that get added in. They call that terror. And then now you notice they said, oh, this reign of white terror is coming. And then watch, it'll hit. Follow the report, give the speech. Next week, dun, dun, dun. I mean, I didn't fall off a turnip truck last week. I don't know exactly what's going on. But there I was in that meeting yesterday on the phone with my reporters, and literally we're like, yeah, let's see if the family are working the psychiatric business, because it's always that. And maybe it's just an anomaly. You know, maybe it's just that. Because, you know, document cam shot, please. Here's some of these articles. This is out of Psychology Today. Harvard's experiment on the Unabomber. CIA mind control. LA Times, boing, boing, how the CIA created the Unabomber. So it turns out Ted Kaczynski underwent CIA-sponsored harsh human experimentation while at Harvard. Yeah, he signed on to it like in the Bourne Supremacy. Didn't quite know what he was signing on to. Well, let me tell you. MK Ultra and the Unabomber. CBS News. Ted Kaczynski's transformation to Unabomber started Harvard. History.com. So here's how this works, see. I study this. That's just him. You understand the Aurora shooter told jailmates, I was drugged up. I've been electroshocked. I'm in a DARPA program. And I blacked out and I don't know what happened, but please get me out of here. They're going to kill me. It turned out his dad runs the DARPA NASA human brain interface with computer program, including electrodes in the brain. That was 12 years ago, wherever it was that happened. You can't make that. Then it turned out he was on DARPA payroll, $80,000+ a year. Now, listen, I don't know what's going on, but almost every one of these shooters is in some type of DARPA program. I mean, the Unabomber is in a mind control program. MK Ultra. So I don't know what's going on. I just know, the shooter's dad was PTSD expert, had a 2-year degree, but was above a bunch of psychiatrists with 10 years of education, running Pentagon programs in Dallas. Oh, okay. Why is it always that? But daddy's also a new age guru. It's always the same. Like Sandusky's a new age guru, you see? I'm sure there's nothing going on here. Everything's fine. Nothing to look at here anymore. And so this whole thing's lined up. So let's hear from the FBI director just a week and a half ago about the white people are coming to kill you. Here it is.
Well, in terms of number of arrests, we have through the third quarter of this fiscal year had about, give or take, 100 arrests in the international terrorism side, which includes the homegrown violent extremism.
This year.
But we've also had just about the same number, again, don't quote me to the exact digit, On the domestic terrorism side. And I will say that a majority of the domestic terrorism cases that we've investigated are motivated by some version of what you might call white supremacist violence, but it includes other things as well.
But then don't worry, Beto O'Rourke, who's polling zero, hears about this. And he runs immediately to El Paso to say all the same talking points that Trump says Mexicans are all criminals and all the rest of this. And then he makes all the rounds on the shows to say this. Here it is.
If you are an immigrant, you are inherently dangerous. If you are an asylum seeker, you are invading this country. You are an infestation. Those words have very real consequences. You don't get mass shootings like these. You don't torch mosques. You don't put kids in cages until you have a president who's given people permission to do that. And that's exactly what's happening in the United States of America today.
By the way, we're going to go to this more in a moment. But did you catch that? Trump said there's drug and rat infestation in Baltimore, Maryland. Now, a week later, that turns into Mexicans are an infestation. Because he knows the casual viewers like, I heard Trump said infestation. So now, Trump said Mexicans are an infestation. Doesn't it make you mad he just did that? He thinks you're dumb? There's so many of these Beto videos. What's the first one he did yesterday where he's sitting there doing the fake crying? And there's a bunch of them. Here's another one.
Again, let's be very clear about what is causing this and who the president is. He is an open, avowed racist and is encouraging more racism in this country. And this is incredibly dangerous for the United States of America right now. All of us have a responsibility to stand up and be counted on this issue.
Yeah, but say nothing about the 200,000 dead in Mexico or the thousands killed every few weeks down there or the child trafficking. No, it's all we got to stand and we've got to speak and we've got to be aware. Because President Trump has created a climate that's allowed this. Here's clip 9. Beto attacks Trump giving permission. No. You trying to collapse our border gave the permission. Here it is.
Several of the Democrats who are running for president right now are tying President Trump to these mass shootings. Now, take a listen to what they're saying.
Does any of this fall at the feet of President Donald Trump and his rhetoric that's been growing over the last couple weeks and his alleged racist tweets and other rhetoric?
Yes. We've had a rise in hate crimes every single one of the last 3 years during an administration where you have a president who's called Mexicans rapists and criminals.
Is it fair, John, to tie the president to this?
Oh, yes, it's fair.
Well, Dan, whether or not it's fair, he's going to have to answer those questions. The bottom line is this president has had a rhetoric on immigration and on immigrants that has been deeply divisive.
All right, that's enough. So they collapse the border. They tell the whole world everything's free. They rush all these people up here. We take great care of them, or at least 90% of them, deport the criminals, and then somebody who says he's a Democrat goes out and does all this, and the Democrats erase all that, and his daddy's an anti-gunner getting government contracts for PTSD. Just like the guy a year ago shot people up at the Texas church. He was adjudicated on people that own guns by the Air Force, still had guns, still allowed to do it. I mean, something stinks really bad here. Hour number 2, Tom Papert and more straight ahead.
United States is because right. I embody what that hope should look like.
This is our country. It's time for us to impeach this president.
Some people did something. The eyes of history is watching us.
I see the look of people in your eyes.
The agenda of white nationalists.
You don't say America with an intensity. You don't.
And
Al-Qaeda, you know.
He's an expert. That is silly to even think.
Our country should be more fearful of white men across our country.
Will you condemn the Antifa attack in Washington over the weekend? It's easy to condemn terrorism. Will you condemn it?
And so I am, I think, quite disgusted, really, to be honest, that as Muslim legislators, we are constantly being asked to waste our time speaking to issues that other people are not asked to speak to.
Sentencing for 9 Somali-American men is set for next week in Minneapolis, but a newly elected official is asking for leniency.
Minnesota Representative-elect Ilhan Omar wrote a letter to the judge asking for compassion instead of decades of prison time.
We are in the ring, we are in the people's house, and we are going to continue to keep fighting until we have the America we know we all deserve. Thank you. Nightmare. Well, you're watching it now.
You know, every time I'm going to have Tom Papert as his own talk show host and manages a TV station in the Midwest, a huge thing breaks. Every time he's going to host the show, but he's co-hosting with us the next hour, and I appreciate him sitting there while we cover all this. We're going to go to break here in just about 2 minutes, but I don't know what to say about this El Paso shooting, but the media is acting like it's Trump, it's a civil war. To me, it's very transparent that they're seizing on this. What do you think?
You're exactly right, Alex, and you're right. Something does always pop up, but we can't prevent the crazies. You know, it's very fascinating. We just saw last week, they're saying Antifa is going to attack. They're on standby. They're moving to El Paso. They've got 10 cities. They're going to go and attack and harass and do terrible things to. And at the same time, FBI Director Wray is saying Antifa is not a group. It's an ideology. Meanwhile, conspiracy theories are the biggest national threat to the United States. One thing that you've brought up, Alex, is the MKUltra, how all of these people seem to have ties to psychiatry. I just wanted to bring up one thing. I have yet to find a shooter, and obviously we're still learning about these two nutcases from the last 24 hours, but I have yet to find a shooter who was not on SSRIs or some form of brain-altering chemical in the short time that I've been following this. I'm sure in your 25 years, you have yet to see a single shooter who did not have some kind of brain-altering chemical shrinking their gray matter.
Oh, I mean, that's it. And almost always their parents are psychologists or in DARPA or in the CIA. And I'm like, oh, Kaczynski, the Unabomber, was CIA. And, oh, the guy that did Aurora, his dad headed up the DARPA mind control program. I mean, this is all I'm saying is, what's going on here? Like, what have they done to their kids? Like, maybe they're not doing it actively. What is this evil spirit, too? It's just incredible.
It's almost like they're sacrificing their children. And we know this is something that they do. Anything to get to the ends that they desire. They have no humanity. I think that's what this comes down to.
Stay there, Tom Papert. I want to get your take on this on the other side. Tom Papert's our guest. We're live. It's Sunday, August 4, 2019. I'm Alex Jones. This is the most censored broadcast in the world. Whatever you do, don't tell people to tune in.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So, hundreds of thousands of dead in Mexico in the last few years in gang-related operations. Doesn't matter because it's brown people killing brown people. But somebody waddles in and shoots 20-something people dead, injures 40-something. And, man, we hear it's President Trump. We hear ABC decides Trump needs to answer for mass shootings. He caused, just for saying our border should exist. And they've said the violence is coming. Trump's going to cause the violence, and he's going to cause the violence on the media. And I just pull back and I say, we should investigate where these people are coming from and why in Broward County last year on Valentine's Day, the police stood down, which we first reported, now confirmed. Tom Pappard is a great patriot. He heads up some of the biggest pro-Trump sites out there, which is important because they can censor everybody off Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, but Infowars.com, Newswars.com, that's really important because then people have their own sites, and he's also the manager of one of the great TV stations we're on. Tom, sitting back watching this, what's your gut level on it? Because last week, you know, I'm hearing that Antifa's going to be attacking ICE in El Paso, but the left's also saying, you know, terror attacks are coming against minorities, and the FBI puts out a report saying, you know, white people are the terror threat, and it's just so magic, the timing of this. I don't know what's going on. It's just crazy.
You know, Alex, I think this is a great example of showing us who our real allies are. 2 weeks ago, I covered a video that, to my knowledge, is still up on YouTube, where an individual, he says he's a trans woman, but he looks like a man, talks like a man, dresses like a man. He said that he wants more terrorist attacks. He wants more Tacoma, Washington incidents. And we need mass violence to stop this concentration camp phenomena happening. This is right after the FBI says Antifa is not a problem. We're not investigating Antifa. It's not a movement. Now this happens 2 weeks later. The FBI singles out conspiracy theories. They link this guy ex post facto to InfoWars, to Alex Jones, and to, again, the Q movement, which is anything they say, anybody who says anything bad about Alex Jones cannot be a friend. But now, today, we've seen at least four or five different Republicans, Lindsey Graham, Ted Cruz, and others, come out and say red flag laws could have saved these people. We just needed to take the guns. We could have saved these 20 people who were killed if only we'd taken the guns. And it's striking to me, Alex, that this is the way these patriots who are supposedly fighting big tech, who are supposedly supporting our president, President Trump, that's their gut reaction here. That's their knee-jerk reaction. Take the guns from the American people. To hell with the Second Amendment.
And that means with 340 million Americans, even though mass shootings, not even, you know, 100 people a year die, it's still terrible. Tens of thousands in cars, tens of thousands from knives. The media hypes it. And so that means every time there's an event, we've got to give up more of our freedoms. In fact, in his manifesto, if you believe he wrote it or he even did it, you know, he talks about bullets doing different things and how he likes the AK-47 ammo. So I guess we're going to probably want to ban that. If each shooter fetishizes ammunition, then we've got to ban that as well.
Right. There's actually, I was just trying to find while you were talking in the last hour, some more information about the sicko in Ohio who allegedly murdered 9. And I'm reading, there's nothing about the parents, first of all. It's always very interesting how they bury the information about the parents. But I saw at least 5 different headlines from 5 different news outlets. He had over 100 rounds, over 100 rounds. Can you imagine over 100 rounds? Because we know this is their tactic. They want to take your guns if your ex-girlfriend calls and says that you're a jerk. They want to take your ammo so everybody can have a revolver with exactly 6 bullets in it, and that is your ability to have a Second Amendment. It's very clear and very sick, but you know, we were talking about Mexico, or you were talking about Mexico. Mexico is pledging to take legal action against the United States of America because 3 of the people who were murdered were Mexican nationals. And I'm just sitting there wondering,
how many Americans get killed in Mexico? Do we sue them? Exactly. It's like Mexico. We've never seen 3 of our people killed, just hundreds of thousands. Exactly. You damn Americans.
Yeah. It's entirely owned by cartels.
They're wanting $3 million for every child that wasn't with a parent or family that we had to hold. Now the Democrats have filed thousands of lawsuits, $3 million apiece.
And meanwhile, we just said last week a 9-year-old boy was trafficked into the United States and sold for $4,200. And the police were just barely able to put this together, which means, you know, it happens every single day. And I sit there and I think, what do you want a 9-year-old slave for? I don't want any slaves, of course. But
you know, it's pedophilia. Well, the Senate report 2 years ago said under Obama, tens of thousands of children were trafficked and sold.
That's right.
But nobody personalizes them. Nobody personalizes those poor children who, by the way, are Hispanic.
Right. And I guarantee you, Alex, we're going to learn everything in the world about these 3 Mexican nationals, except for what they were doing in the United States. Were they just coming to shop? I can understand that. El Paso is a border town. Were they here legally, illegally? I don't think we'll ever find out. But Mexico demands answers. It's truly and completely fascinating. And you're right. When you were down in Mexico and the federales are telling you, hey, you need to be careful. You need to get out of this country. Bad things are happening. There is nobody in the United States demanding $3 million per American life lost in Mexico.
When we come back from break, we've still got time, but I want to get to it then. Did you see, it's confirmed, that they went in and expunged the fact that this guy was a Democrat, and they went into his social media after the shooting, somebody did, and changed all of it over.
Right. It starts. He's an atheist. I saw him listed as both the Green Party and a Democrat. They knew nothing about this guy. Now, all of a sudden, within 20 minutes, because you've seen the screenshots, it's a 20-minute gap from when they take the screenshot of him being a leftist. 20 minutes, that's all the time it takes. They find out he's a card-carrying member of the NRA. He watches Alex Jones and Paul Joseph Watson.
They expunged the other records. That's why everybody's going through the social media Wayback Machines and Google Archive. But this is one they didn't change in live time. That's why they panicked and ran in there and did it. That's why it's so suspicious.
Right, right. We know he's a Christian.
I mean, who
now,
within 20 minutes of the shooting starting, goes and searches his record and then has administrative power to take him out?
And I'm sure that this is all going to be easily explained away. Oh, we didn't know he was a private citizen. You can Google anybody in this country. You've got a phone. Everybody has a smartphone listening to you that knows everything about you. There is no chance that this guy was not public. You look at his LinkedIn profile. He doesn't have any Second Amendment stuff on there. He doesn't have any Alex Jones quotes on there. But somehow they managed to learn all this about it. It's absolutely fascinating just the speed at which they do this. And again, you said it. You coined it earlier in the show, Alex. They don't even care that they're getting caught because they know that people like you have been totally and completely obliterated off of the internet. You have to know the top secret forbidden link. And people like me, I reach about a third of what I was reaching a year ago. And maybe
and that's the key is they dampened us, they silenced us, they governed us ahead of whatever it is they're planning, which we'll talk about when we come back from break. We'll get more into They're expunging the record, but can you imagine what they're planning? How crazed? They've got Donnie Deutsch, everybody on TV saying, time to break the law, time to get violent, time to kill. I mean, they are just ramping up, man.
And it's all across the board. And you see, again, that video that I was talking about earlier, it haunts me because the guy is sitting there saying, what that guy did, Von Spronson, he is a hero. We need 100 Von Spronsons. We need attacks. It can't just be an isolated incident. It needs to be all across the country.
And that was the guy that firebombed the ICE facility just 3 weeks ago and shot at the police who got killed. And let's talk about that.
Right.
It was General Ben K. Parton was the former head of Air Force Weapons Development. He was retired 3-star general. And he said, Alex, they get rid of the death penalty in countries that communists are about to take over because they know they can have their own communists stage terror attacks, blame it on the nationalists, and then they get out of jail later. And I was like, really? Right. And see, so think about the really smart ones. Don't just do a Jesse Smollett where nobody attacked them. They actually do the real attack with their cohorts. Sometimes people go to jail and play the part of a nationalist. You see how that works? That's the next level of this. But let's come back and look at this. Let's also open the phones up. We should open the phones up specifically on mass shootings, civil war, the Democrats trying to blame Trump. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. First-time callers, 877-789-2539. What do you think? I'm Alex Jones with Tom Papert, and we're talking about the way the media is hyping this like Trump is a Nazi. Season of violence. We're in the season of revolution. Powerful governments and corporations used America's openness to take control of it in the last 50 years. And that's now out in the open. And they've been saying Trump wants to kill Mexicans. And Trump is this horrible person. And then right on time it begins. Now, did they provocateur and stage the event? Or did the hype of that and saying that Trump is calling for this cause a mentally ill person to do this? That needs to be investigated. But asking questions about this is completely normal and a good thing to do. We're going to go to Jason, Chris, Matt, and others. We're taking your calls right now on what do you think. But having the FBI come out last week, along with the FBI director, and say white people are the threat, white people are the racist, when the statistics don't even show that. I mean, I'm not being mean because it's still a low statistic, but you got a 10 times chance if you're white being attacked or robbed or killed by a black person. You got a 10 times chance if you're black being killed by a black person. Doesn't mean average black person's a criminal. It just means there's a certain percentage that's super criminal and believes that it's okay to do because whatever reason. But you see, it's all how they play games with the statistics. I mean, you can get into statistics all day. Like Asians have the highest rating on college degrees. In fact, of the 9 richest groups by race, it's 9 Asian groups are above any white people. But the media doesn't go with that angle because they know white people have a chip on their shoulder about being guilty because they've been taught that. It's kind of our religion now. We're not Christian anymore. We're just guilty. We're white. And so then you see something like Christchurch, which was really plastic banana, man. I don't know what was going on there, but boy, weird. And then you've got this event and the media, just every channel, there's all these clips on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com that Trump's got to answer for it. Trump's to blame. Trump's the one that did it. All the 20 Democrat candidates coming out saying it's his fault. This is crazy. Never a discussion in the news about a tractor trailer with 25 dead people from Latin America in it because the coyotes didn't get their money. Nobody humanizes them. Never the talk about thousands of mass graves found. No, or thousands of people found in mass graves. No, it's just all when the media chooses, they flip a switch on. And then it's a guy who's a Democrat on his own social media. And his dad's a big Democrat, an anti-gunner, gives money to gun violence victims. And works for the government as a psychologist. And it's just always like, what's going on here? We need to look at the backgrounds of these people. What do you think, Tom?
You're absolutely right. And one thing that I find fascinating is, you know, I've been in media my entire adult life, on to when I was a teenager, 16 years old and old enough to work. I've been in media in some way, shape, or form. Not necessarily a good thing, mind you, but whenever a prominent person would take their own life, commit suicide, the Associated Press, all of the Reuters, everybody who does anything sends out just a reminder to our friends in the industry. Here is how you discuss suicide. Never say suicide. Say they took their own life. Never put it in the headline. Say they were found dead. Never do anything, because we don't want there to be a chain of these. We don't want other people who are on the edge. Always put the 1-800 number on there. But then when it's a mass shooting, they say, shocking white nationalist butchers 20 people. That's their go-to. It's a completely different mindset. And then what happens? 12 hours later, we have another one nearby in the country. It's almost like they know if they can encourage more of these, because they know they can use them for cheap political points against President Trump, cheap political points against Republicans, cheap political points against the Second Amendment. If they can drive more of these people who maybe they're on some SSRIs, maybe they have some brain issues, maybe they've got a chemistry imbalance, maybe their dad works for DARPA. Who knows? Who knows? But if they can push them over the edge to actually act violently, they're going to do it. It's a way to win against Republicans. Meanwhile, anytime there's an Antifa attack, you hear nothing about it. In fact, I predict there's been the first little blurb of the guy in Ohio. And now that we know he's a registered Democrat, we know that he voted in 2 Democrat primaries. That means he was likely voting for Bernie or Hillary in 2016. That story is going to disappear because they can't use it to vilify Trump. They can't use it to call him a racist guy who wants Mexicans to be killed.
You're right, Tom. When we come back, we're going to go to phone calls for a couple segments. But Trump has put the flags at half staff. Trump has said it's terrible. Still, the media is implying that he's behind it. It's just so obvious. It's so disgusting. And they're not going to give up. And they're just going to keep escalating what they're doing. And my biggest fear is the left will figure out how to stage events and take the blame for things. Don't just be like Smollett, stage an event, didn't happen. Go ahead and carry the event out, play along with it. I mean, they're hateful enough to do that.
I think you're absolutely right. And the question really gets to be, what can we patriots do? Because the virtue signaling, like, is it even a virtue signal? I love that the black unemployment is the lowest it's ever been, and Hispanic unemployment is the lowest it's ever been, and the women's unemployment is almost as low as it's ever been. But it seems like even if you point out all of the wonderful things that economic prosperity, that America first, that putting the novel idea of caring about the people who actually live here and were born here, it seems like just pointing out that all the benefits of that isn't enough. Because again, we have Beto out there saying he wants Mexicans dead. He describes them as rapists and criminals and thugs. And no matter what you
do. Oh, don't forget, he said in the clip, he's been on like five channels. I've seen five. He says Mexicans are an infestation. So notice one lie. He says, man, you know, drugs infestation and rats infestation in Baltimore, Maryland, which Elijah Cummings has said, the mayor said. And then that lie is said that he's saying that blacks are infestations. And then Beto just riffs off that like a jazz musician and says, no, Mexicans are an infestation. It's Beto engaged in the racial division. It's Beto engaged in the fraud. It's outrageous. But no right. one calls him on it. And those of us that do are silenced so he can sit up there. But he still looks like a meth head. He still looks like a child molester. Beto will always be a piece of crap. He'll always be a little fraudster, a hit-and-run scammer, married to a big globalist billionaire. He'll always be a nobody. That's the good news, is everyone sees through the hollow man that's Beto O'Rourke.
I think you're absolutely right about that. And it's no coincidence that they're still trying desperately to puff this guy's out. He couldn't win against Ted Cruz. He had virtually every Hollywood celebrity coming in. I've heard upwards of $6 million in money funneled into PACs to get him elected senator. He loses that against Ted Cruz, who has been so utterly vilified.
Excuse me, $6 million?
I've heard that.
It was $100 million. I covered it. No, type in Beto O'Rourke's PAC. Breaches 100 million. And then he said, it's the biggest Senate race ever. He said, I don't take any PAC money when all it is PAC money. Guys, pull in. $100 million was raised by Beto. Yeah, $100 million.
And meanwhile, you have Tulsi
meanwhile,
Gabbard,
Ted Cruz, is, like you said, it's like, red flag laws. If your neighbor doesn't like who you are, let's just take your guns away. With Republicans right. like this, who the hell needs Democrats?
And he's now said it twice. Yeah, I mean, it's totally insane. And Ted Cruz is supposed to be the guy protecting us from the big tech overlords taking away our First Amendment. It's totally
insane. By the way, we're
going
to find that. I hear you. It's PAC funding, guys. We're going to come back with phone calls. Papert, stay there. We're going to come back. I'm going to go in there and get on the computer myself. I will give you the $100 million number.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
I know this. The corrupt power structure ruling over this planet, the powerful evil forces and principalities of the air want us off the air. But we ride the air. And we're going to defeat these people with your prayers and your support. And your word of mouth, but I have an other talk show host plug every segment. As everybody knows, the real advertising is during the show. Well, whatever. We had a big sale last week. It's extended a few more days. We got to end it. It's the giant mega sale. Save InfoWars sale. Stop the clowns. When we covered the whole debate sale. 50 to 60% off store-wide. InfoWarsStore.com. Double Patriot points in your next order. Free shipping. There's a lot of great products there everybody needs, like Ultra 12. It's the best B12 you'll find anywhere. Turbo Force is the best long day energy drink, cleanest system, best system you're going to find. All these are amazing products at InfoWarsLife.com. Tom Papert, going back to you. The Democrats are calling for a violent overthrow of Trump everywhere, but they always want somebody else to do it. But obviously, they're going to find mentally ill people that are willing to do this and play their part, try to win this information war. But at a gut level, but also just studying this politically, everybody I know doesn't buy any of this anymore. And gun owners and aren't going to turn their guns in because some other psychopath does something. That's more of a reason for us to have guns. Let me ask you that question. What do you think the Democrats do as we go into 2020, this crazy year, just 4 or 5 months away? And what do you think the other tricks are up their sleeves?
Now, Alex, it's exactly what you just said. I just saw in the break, we're going to write an article on bigleaguepolitics.com later today. Apparently, there are dozens, if not hundreds, of calls for additional violence from the left on Twitter right now, up and for the whole world to see. The left, it's a very small group that are part of this insane cult at this point. That's what I believe. But they know that they're very radical. They're willing to go out and punch Nazis. They think that Alex Jones is goose-stepping down the street with an assault rifle, and it's their time to shine. They have to take you out. That's what they think is actually happening. They think you're leading a real army, not a proverbial InfoWars army, and that you are the general of the Nazis. And so they're ready to take you out. I think that, again, they're trying to radicalize the left. They want, as you said, a civil war. They want race baiting. They want violence. So that way they have something to talk about at the debate. And I think,
well, exactly. I'm not a drama queen, but I notice you noticed that, because I don't want to make a big deal about it for a lot of reasons. But they're everywhere saying, oh, look at Trump, the Nazi. Look at Jones, the Nazi cult. We need to get him. And so now it's not that I'm a Russian, it's not that I'm a racist, it's that I killed these people. And so you're saying you're seeing that big call on Twitter?
Apparently there are, I've seen at least a dozen that have been shot to me of just random leftist nobodies calling for violence. We need violence to answer this violence is what they're saying. And
which is
I
exactly
think
what Antifa magically said they're going to do coming up. What? I mean, that's only, how many days away is September 1st?
It's, what, 25 days now, I believe. We're less than a month out, and they're saying they're going to take over the city of El Paso. There's photos of violence on that website, and I'm sitting there thinking, why do they get to have a website? InfoWars is under constant 24-hour-a-day attack on its website. You've had how many payment processors could take it down? And the one nugget on the website where Antifa is organizing their Take Over El Paso event, one nugget that I don't think anybody else reported on, and I meant to hit it just, you know, so many hours in the day, but they have funding available for those who need it. How are they paying for people to come to these events? It just reeks. It's disgusting. And I think it's no coincidence, Alex, that we saw at the Democrat debate on CNN, there were absolutely no mentions, or maybe one or two, of Mueller and the Russia hoax. So now that that has been totally killed and put to bed, proverbially, now it's back to their Nazis. It's an infestation. All non-whites are allegedly an infestation, according to the president. That's where they're going with this, and they know that it's even more powerful than Russia. And I think that that's why they milked the Russia hoax for so long, because this too will get tired eventually. Eventually, people will go check out Trump's Twitter feed and see that he just got an African-American rapper freed from Sweden because he was defending himself. And they're going to realize that this is all. But they've got a good 18 months with this, at least. They're going to stoke the flames of civil war. You've got people out there saying that Antifa is a wonderful movement full of great people. You have the FBI director saying we can't go after Antifa because it's an ideology and not a group. Meanwhile, they're organizing. And meanwhile, the same FBI director says we're going after that QAnon stuff, that the Alex Jones conspiracy theorist. That's the number one.
No, you're right.
Threat.
We're going to go to Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick saying Antifa should come to Texas next segment. But right now, let's just get to some of these calls. Jason in California, you're up first. Go ahead, Jason. Thanks for calling.
Alex, I just want to say, first of all, I heard your commercials, and you are a general. You are a general. How you work, you work great. I appreciate it. You're God's army. You're part of the general.
Well, thank you, brother. We appreciate you. What do you think about this whole situation?
Look, I was just on because you lose your train of thought when you're talking, and you guys are talking about so many amazing things and how they're labeling everybody as Nazis and everything, right? Well, the old guys that were running our country 20, 30 years ago, the way they were running everything, they were thinking like Nazis and everything. But right now, how everything is being ran, well, there is no Nazism going on. And they're tricking and they're bringing us, me and you, all together in this Nazism. And when you read the definition of it, we are so far away from that. And you, the way you spoke over the last 10 years, you have not incited me ever one time since I've watched you. I think I started watching anything.
Well, sure, but you know what they do? They accuse us of that, so we're always debating we're not Nazis so that we just don't cover the other topics. But I hear you, and God bless you, brother. I appreciate you. No, but you're absolutely right. That's what they're doing. Let's go ahead and talk to Chase in Houston. He wants to talk about mind control in El Paso. I'm not saying it's mind control, but it's happened before. We've got to look at that. What do you think, Chase?
How you doing, Alex?
Good, brother.
Hey, man, I've experienced this myself, and I was ready for it. I was in a cybernetics program in the Army, so I'd already been through something similar to what they're doing to these people. And you can YouTube targeted individuals and just look at the people that are giving their testimony there, and it'll show you how this Mindheim technology is creating transhumanists, which all of the media is transhumanists.
You know that the supposed Aurora shooter's dad ran the DARPA program, and the son was in it, and he said he was under mind control.
Hey, look, that is a misdirection. I guarantee you that everybody has this nanotechnology that's driving these people these days. And if you want to, that's the problem. This is going back and forth. You've got these different nano mafias, and everybody tries to pin it on the other people with technology. And what they'll leave little details in there like that that set people up. And it goes back and forth, and nobody wants to talk because if it does, it buries all of them. All right. And I've had to deal with this. This technology came here and tried to turn me into an operative. And if you ever want somebody to give you an interview and tell you exactly how this stuff operates, I'll be more than happy to do it, Alex.
Well, God bless you, brother. Give us your info. Let me ask Tom Papert as we go to break, because this can all sound crazy, but they admit Theodore Kaczynski and so many others. Tim McVeigh was in a secret army operation. He thought he joined Delta Force. And even the LA Times admits that the Unabomber was CIA under mind control. So it's totally normal to ask this question. What do you think, Tom?
I think it's irresponsible to not ask the question. And beyond that, it's irresponsible to not point out that every major mass shooter, again, the information has not come out about these two most recent ones, but virtually every single mass shooter has been on some type of prescription mind-altering chemical drug, an SSRI, antidepressant, something like that. It's irresponsible to not say with these drugs that in the commercials where they advertise them, they say it may cause suicidality, it may cause homicidality, it may cause you to go on an unprovoked killing spree. It's irresponsible not to point this out and say maybe we have a major problem in this country with how we deal with mental illness and what we do with vulnerable people.
And then I've got the Joint Hearing Select Committee on Intelligence, MK Ultra and CIA Mind Control. I mean, that's real, folks. That's the Frank Church Committees. Oh, my goodness. We'll be back with more calls. Stay with us. Tom Papert's our guest. Infowars.com. Newswars.com. Tomorrow's news today. Whatever you do, don't tell your friends and family about Infowars.com. Railed against the crown are the ragtag bands declaring their independence.
From Nazareth they came.
You know, the system is trying to shutter the windows of perception, trying to kill real human development. And the left doesn't care about millions dead around the world from Islamic terror, hundreds of thousands dead in Mexico. They don't tell you about it. They don't humanize it like babies being killed in the womb or after they're born. With the governor of Virginia saying, keep them comfortable. No, they only tell you about the people they want to humanize because they want to make it your fault as a gun owner. Somebody did something wrong. But you as a human, no matter what color you are, where you came from, have the power to say no. And the power to share links to shows and websites. I can't believe how many people go, oh, I used to love your show. Wish it was still on. I'm like, I'm on a whole bunch of radio stations and TV stations, and I'm at Infowars.com, and I'm at Newswars.com. But they act like, well, it's not Facebook. It's not YouTube. I mean, it's not Twitter. It doesn't exist. How do we give big tech all the power? When all of you should be starting websites, all of you should be in the streets. But Matt Drudge came here in the middle of the election 3.5 years ago. He told us everything that was coming. He said, get off the sites, get ready, tell people now. And I halfway listened, so I'm still on air. Other folks are all destroyed. Everybody else just grovels. I better do what they say or they'll take me off. Wow, that's slavery. And I'll cover this tomorrow during the weekday show. I haven't even hit this yet. We first got an idea about this with WhatsApp app and Facebook. They bought up every company out there. when they said a few months ago, don't say Alex Jones's name, don't say positive things about him. And they said, CNN said, but he may have WhatsApp. Ban him from text messages to people. That's person to person. I didn't have that. But now they've announced, we're going to watch what you say. We're reading at Facebook everything you say. And if you say something wrong, we'll use it against you in your social score. They think you're done. They think you're broke back. They think you've given in. Good God. And they're announcing the human clones. They think you're done. They think you're over. They think you're a loser. I don't. I bet on you. We're in this together now. Tom Papert's my guest. I hope he'll come back during the week with me. Every time he's supposed to host, I was taking off today, taking the kids fishing and water skiing and wakeboarding, and couldn't do it. I've been working the whole time, but I'm here co-hosting with him, smart guy. We're taking phone calls right now. Who should we talk to? Let's talk to William in Alaska. William, you're on the air. What do you think about all this?
How's it going, Alex?
Good, brother.
I just agree with everything you have said so far. And for years, I've been a long-time listener. It's just mind-blowing how every time we get close, as far as news being broke, the FBI coming out, the 302s, the ties to the Clintons, Jeffrey Epstein, there's always, always these staged events or these so-called mass shootings or some kind of distraction. And I just, you know, it's kind of a disconcerting when you try to tell people this. You know, like my wife's sitting here like, wow, Alex just said this Thursday because she's listening to me listen to you. And here it is. You just said El Paso. Here we are. You know, I mean, this Antifa, they're always out there. They're inciting this violence. All the YouTube videos.
Now, let me just say this. I don't say this to act powerful. It actually scares me. It was the Sunday before. I, like, was outside drinking iced tea. I got hit. And it was just like, they're going to attack El Paso. They're going to start a revolution there. And QAnon, they're going to blame that. I'm not trying. This literally happened. It was all electrochemical. Your brain has all these thousands of pieces, millions of pieces. And it comes with the answer. And then I'm sitting here, like, I'm thumbing through this. So I want to show you the FBI report that came out Thursday, you know, says all this. And it says, if you question pedophilia and the Clintons running pedophiles, it says it, here it is, in the report. It says, if you talk about the Clintons and pedophiles, you're a murdering terrorist. Well, how? It's confirmed. So think, it's obviously their counter. I mean, there's like no doubt about it. Does that make sense what I'm saying?
Yes, Alex, I couldn't even say God bless you. You're the guys. My tweet went viral on May 5th and with the Facebook, the instant message, the instant that I said, God bless Alex Jones. And God bless InfoWars and PrisonPlanet.com. Instantly, I was shut down. And from that moment on, my wife is sitting here like, wow, this is really happening. Yeah, it's happening. I mean, everything you've talked about is coming to fruition. So, again, you are like tapped into the consciousness of the United States somehow. They just, or maybe the world. I don't know. I'm just saying, like, everything you say.
Well, no, I'm tapped into you. That's the only reason I'm tapped in. But this is a giant vortex, and the enemy knows that. And that's why I'm a selfish person. I'll tell you, I need your prayers, because the enemy is attacking all my family, because they're trying to get me, but they're attacking all my family. So people just pray for my family. That would be really good. I'm not trying to be a wimp here or a victim. It's just that my family, and I'll be honest, they need to burn them. You know, I mean, God knows that. The enemy knows, like, if my family's got to get burned in all this, I'm not happy about it, but it's going to happen because I'm going to lose them anyways. Better they get burned up right now, but they are coming after my family. Politically, psychically, it's not fun. And I'm not a wimp about this, but I'm glad you're dialed in, brother, because it's really painful to have to put it on the line. But you know what? We're never going to get across the line if we don't put our family on the line. Does that make sense?
Well, I'm fighting for my 10-year-old, that's for sure. I'm fighting for my son and his future. And, you know, I hear it every day in your voice. I hear it every day when I'm watching you. I mean, again, this is for years now. America's come to this point to where we're tired of this. This is it. You know, I mean, and where did the silent majority of us that don't speak or don't, you know, contribute in some kind of way? We're right here, you know.
But and William, let me say this, though, because you're a man and it's hard for you to deal with this, but you're a man. Can you imagine the children kidnapped and trafficked and tortured and used and killed? They all, they're calling out for God. And so the reason we're so upset is psychically, we hear the children in bondage, in cages, in pits. And see, the Satanists know this. They know psychically we're picking up kids in cages. We're picking up the torture. We're really freaked out. And so they go, Trump has them in the cages. Trump is torturing children. And people that aren't fully dialed in go, he is, because they feel it. You see how the Satan, if Satan is very sophisticated and Satan knows the gifts we have. So I'm glad you called in, because you just hit on the central pillar here, is that we feel what's happening. We know it's happening, but we don't have God's omnipresent vision. We just feel it. So see how the enemy tells us, oh, humanity's in danger. Humanity's going to die. Do what we say or you'll be extincted. But their very group says they want to extinct us. See? So we know it's true. We go, yeah, we're about to die. And they're like, yeah, you're about to die. Let's do what we say. They're the very ones preparing us. So see how we have that sixth sense. We have that third eye. We have it. But we're like babies. We don't know how to use it. That's why these Satanists are so threatened by us. Because if we get to the next level and can use this power, this will all be a joke. Does that make sense?
Yes, and it saddens me when I see somebody that doesn't have that spark, or when I try to explain to them, or even turn them on to you, or listen to Alex Jones or Paul Joseph Watson, anybody. You know, just listen to what they're saying. Listen to the truth that's being put out there. It's there. You have to want to have that knowledge. You have to seek it out. And then once you do seek it out, oh, man, then you got to have the reality of what you're looking at. And again, that's that pain that America's feeling right now. We all know deep down this is going on. And
exactly. We feel the pain, and then the devil and the media goes, yeah, the pain's you. You feel that pain? It's because you're bad. No, it's because we love God. See the trick, though? People that don't have a conscience, they don't feel it, so they don't care. The devil knows we have that connection, so it plays all day on that and then manipulates us. But once we understand that, and once we go, oh, it's you that's doing it, their power is broken. Call me back, William. You're a great caller from Alaska. God bless you. I'm sorry to other callers. I'll be back, Lord willing. Every day's a blessing. 11 a.m. after David Knight comes on to cover all this tomorrow at Infowars.com/show. But Tom Papert, you're an amazing patriot as well. How do folks find your material? Closing comments.
Well, Alex, thank you for having me on the show. I do want to say in our final couple seconds here, folks, you've got to go to InfowarsStore.com. I've got a good array of supplements sitting here in front of me. Super Male, Vitamin B12, so many good options here. DNA Force has been personally life-changing. And Alex, I cannot thank you enough for offering these. It's a wonderful way to support the broadcast. And thank you to my fans who go to my sites and they find my address and they send me your supplements. There are lots of ways to fight this info war. So,
by the way, I didn't know you were going to plug here at the end, but you know, I was a little overweight. You're a little overweight. You've lost a ton of weight. I know you told me privately the supplements help. So that's exciting, brother.
About 80 pounds in a year, thanks to I credit Supermale Vitality and Alpha Power completely. But folks can find me. I'm still on Facebook for now. Shadow banned, but there. Facebook.com/God Emperor Trump Official. And I'm still on Twitter again for now. We'll see how long it lasts. @RealGETrump. Thanks again for having me on, Alex.
Tom, thank you so much. And thanks to the crew putting up with me. Lord willing, I'll see you back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. Sorry to the callers I didn't get to.